This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. New business filings were up in Colorado at the end of last year, but only modestly at 4.5%. CU Boulder economist Richard Wobbekin says that's important because entrepreneurs drive job growth.
Colorado has always been kind of at the forefront of that. We've had, good venture capital flows for a state our size. We've had good creativity. I think it's one of the reasons we have done so well in business services, tech types of things in that space.
Wobbekin says the rise in new filings suggests a slow growth economy for Colorado in the coming months. In Adams County, officials are scrambling to keep the water drinkable. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on their concerns.
The South Adams County Water and Sanitation District is suing Denver, accusing the city of contaminating the water with forever chemicals. The claim? The Denver Fire Department has used a polluting foam product to extinguish fires at a training facility and allowed it to enter the water supply. The Adams County District says local water is drinkable, but it spent tens of millions of dollars diluting and treating it. The county hopes to recoup expenses from Denver. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Dinosaur National Monument has a new dinosaur to call its own. When construction crews were digging near the monument in northwest Colorado last fall while improving the parking lot, they unearthed a fossil of a long-necked dinosaur, the Diplodocus. It's the first new find in that area in over 100 years. This is CPR News.